Hello, and thank you for tuning in. Welcome to our raw, spicy, and juicy podcast, Outspoken! You will not be disappointed.
Hello.
Hey. How are you doing, gorgeous?
I'm well. How are you, beautiful?
I'm fine. Yeah. So how's your week been going?
It's all right. Midweek. We're approaching midweek now. So, yeah, just been working, trying to get myself together. You know what I mean? Same. How just you been?
My week's actually been okay, you know. I've just got like a really bad back. Yeah. But it's actually been okay. But like, I'm very excited to start this episode.
Yeah, me too.
Whatever. Like, do you have any like pet peeves?
Pet peeves.
Yeah. Just to kick off the show.
Quick one.
Okay, I'll give you mine.
Okay, go on.
My pet peeves is people that don't like. They don't cover their mouths when they're coughing. I think it's absolutely disgusting.
Okay.
And you belong in, you know, like where the pigs stay.
That's terrible.
No.
Especially in this cold winter.
I think you want to be taking the mic office. Like that.
The office is bad.
The office.
Babe.
How dare you?
Babe, I've just been recovering from a flu.
Yeah.
Like my colleague next to me was coughing.
And he
was
to cover your mouth.
Honestly, the office is such a place to get diseases. Like I've suffered this week. Like honestly, even now I'm still sniffly. Like you know what I mean?
I'm
like,
recovering. Same.
Like it's not easy, man. And my pet peeve is I think the cold, the winter is a bit
really?
Of my pet peeve.
But it hasn't been that cold. You liked winter.
I know, that's what I don't know. That's
oh
what
my
god. I don't think it's a pet peeve. You know what I'm saying? The only cause my lips are dry.
Can you imagine?
Other than that, I don't really mind the cold. I don't think it's been as cold as it could have been.
Nah. I thank the Lord. Because you know what? A couple of weeks, it was chafing. When it snowed, oh my god.
I don't think we got hit by the snow properly. Not on
Please
these
don't
ends.
Jinx it.
Bruv, I don't mind jinxing it because I don't want to go places. So if we're hit by the snow,
not my workplace.
I can stay in my bed.
You still
please.
Have to come.
Is it? I still have to come, but I'm not going.
Oh.
Like that. It's like that, baby. So mean. I gotta go, but I ain't going.
Can you imagine? So let's get started with headlines. Headlines.
Is that what we're doing?
No.
Is that what we're doing?
No.
I'm shocked at you.
No.
I'm shocked.
We need to talk about that, though. You were supposed to come up with a little jingle. Anyways, okay. Let's start. So the first one is, a mob of 100 parents gather outside a school to protest against their gay teacher. A gay primary school teacher who leads diversity lessons for children said he has received threats from those who are calling for him to resign. Andrew Moffat has been under fire from parents who are protesting his No Outsiders project, which teaches children about LGBTQ equality. And challenges in and homophobia in school. Now, the assistant head who works in Parkfield Community School in the predominantly Muslim alum rock area of Birmingham says that he has been receiving nasty messages, which has left him feeling very threatened.
Mm.
Some carried signs that read, "My child, my choice, no Islamophobia, and preserve innocence and purity for our children."
Mm.
So this school, it's a really good school. Like, they are Ofsted nominated.
Mm.
And, like, they believe that this teacher is enforcing his sexual orientation and opinion.
Mm.
Like, you know what? You know what? With me, when it comes to LGBT, like, I don't have an issue with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it just gets really tricky. I think you should teach kids about homophobia, 100%.
Definitely, yeah.
But it really gets tricky, like, because it is other people's kids.
Exactly, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That is
and
as well.
They have the right to say what their child learns, do you understand?
Mm.
And where, like, being gay in the Muslim religion is forbidden, like it is massive.
So
haram.
Is he the teacher, is he Muslim or
no? He's white, but he's gay.
Okay.
And he's an amazing, you know, teacher because he's been awarded an MBE.
Wow.
Like he's
a
proper, like he's been noticed for like a global award and stuff like this. Yeah. So he's Global Teachers Award.
Wow.
So he's
okay.
he's not no small team.
Yeah,
he's doing
bits,
right.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I'm not even gonna lie, like gay people in certain fields, they are, like, they really, like, Yeah, they really flourish.
Good. Yeah, definitely.
Like they are, because I think it's obviously what they have to go through, the discrimination and stuff. So it really gives them that zeal and that motivation to prosper. Do you understand? Yeah. So wherever they are, they're amazing.
Mm.
But I just feel like it's so tricky because it's that thin line of, yes, you wanna spread the word of homophobia and stuff like that. But then it is other people's kids.
I think my thing of this is 100% what you're saying.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, primary school, how young are we saying these things as well?
Yeah.
I think we forget with kids, you know, how much of a sponge they are.
Right.
And how influenced they can be easily. Yeah. I remember, and I always say this example because, like, I think we want kids to be aware, and that's all well and good, and that's fine. And I think kids should be aware of homosexuality because that is something that's there.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to always remember that kids are there, they're super influenced, even just with, like, everything with LGBTQ, we can be super influenced. Even with sex, we can be super influenced.
Right.
When I was as young as probably 10, seeing, like, people on EastEnders and stuff having relationships and jumping from bed to bed, having one-night stands, I said, when I'm older, I'm going to have a one-night stand.
Whoa.
100%. Yeah, because I thought it was the normal thing to do.
Wow.
So for a long time, I was like, when I get to, like, even before the age of consent, I was like, I want to have one-night stands.
Wow.
That's something that a definite something that I wanted to do.
It's only
because I'm seeing certain things. You know what I'm saying? Because I was aware of that happening, and you start thinking, okay, that's fine. Do you know what I mean? So you have to just remember that some kids, we can be super influenced. Very impressionable.
Yeah.
So I understand how parents could be a bit cautious with certain things. You know what I mean? Because even in primary school, when we were learning about, like, because we started our sex ed in primary school, I don't know if you did.
But
I remember we were so like, oh my god,
yeah.
Oh my god, periods.
Yeah.
We were like, they'll give us a period pad and we'll take it and we'll wear it and we'll try and pretend we're on and stuff like that. This is the age of 9. Do you get 9, 10?
Right.
So it's you can be I remember I used to go home, they gave me a period magazine. I used to go home. Not that periods are anything wrong with it, of course not, but it's just the manner of influence.
Yeah.
Like
I'll
be going home like, oh, I can't wait to start. I need to start now. I'll be putting pads on. We'll be bullying each other. Who hasn't started yet? We're all 10-year-olds.
And I feel
do you get what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying as well. And it's like, I feel like with kids as well, they are very forceful with their stuff. So I've heard of an incident recently that's been in my family of a girl that's going around, and she's about 13.
Yeah.
And she's going around forcing other little girls and playing with their vagina.
See,
so
these
that's my little
happen.
Thing. Because
if
it's like, if they're a bit like, I think maybe like, I would say 16, they're stepping into adulthood.
Yeah.
It's weird because it's like, you also want to kind of nurture the gay children growing up because you don't want them to feel isolated.
Left out.
But at the same time, it's like, it could have its like, complications because that girl was going around and she touched a 5-year-old, and now that 5-year-old
that's a
is gonna remember.
Life.
Do you get
yeah.
it?
Do you get
she's
what I'm
gonna
saying?
Remember that. For I'm not saying that, oh my gosh, LGBTQ kids are like,
no, no,
but it's just
not.
Like we need to be careful because kids don't know. No, and
they haven't been taught all
that
yet.
So we have to be
careful. It's a fragile situation.
Yeah, we have to really tread carefully.
Yeah,
with this.
I think it's great to teach them, but I think certain age you have to be a
take
bit more
into
careful.
Consideration.
Yeah, I
it's
think
true.
The age part is something they have to take into play. Primary school,
it's very. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you can bully someone into abuse.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's on
both parts.
Even,
I've
heard 100%. Boys as well. Boys, you know, raping girls as young as five. Them being 13 or 11.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It happens both ways. But I feel like we need to be careful that we don't have this, like, this whole epidemic of girls
girls
and boys forcing, because that's another
that's
traumatic.
Another thing as well. Because it's opening, and I think with the fear with the parents, they want their kids to be kids. They want them to be out there playing. They want them to be out. Yeah, they want them out there playing. They want them out there living their life. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's weird.
And really
because
happy.
Because the LGBTQ community will argue that, you know, some people know as young as 5, they know that they're gay.
Yeah, 100%.
So, but it's just, I don't know. It's a weird one. I don't know.
It is a weird one. Yeah.
I think you should definitely tell them this is wrong. Like, don't cuss 2 boys.
Yeah, don't at all.
But to kind of incite it is a different.
Yeah.
It's a different ball game.
Yeah, exactly.
Because their minds are not like developed
like that,
do you know what I mean? So you don't actually 100% know. You sometimes I'm not even gonna lie, sometimes growing up, you're not really sure.
You're not really sure.
Sometimes you look at the girl, you're like,
yeah. And I think that can happen throughout the whole of secondary school age. And I think it's good to get into adulthood to kind of understand who you are. Because at a young age, you're just a bit all over. And I think we have to understand that that's okay to be like that. Don't have to put me into a box just yet. Like, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? It's okay. I'm still like, I'm 13. Do you get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But like, I think, I think that's what we have to consider basically with that one.
It's a tricky one.
A tricky one, definitely.
The next one, this one is upsetting for me because, like, I'm not a fizzy drink, like, person.
Yeah.
But, like, if I do have one, I run to Diet Coke.
Okay.
And this one's pissing me off because it says, drinking diet fizzy drinks could increase your risk of stroke, heart disease, and early death. So you're actually better off drinking the full-fat Coke.
But I thought that from before, though, you know.
I didn't know that.
I'm not going to lie. I don't like the taste of Diet Coke. I'd rather full-fat, the red can, Coca-Cola. I endorse that because I love that. I love that shit. But when it comes to the diet one, I just think it tastes so sweet. It's the full flavour is not there.
I think they're putting crazy chemicals.
They're doing mad
there.
Things, you
they
know.
They did a study of more than 80,000 women and found that drinking two or more diet drinks, including fruit-based drinks as well as fizzy ones, increased the risk of stroke by 23% compared with women who drank diet drinks less than once a week or not at all.
Wow.
So it's like, first of all, these women, you basically brought like illnesses to them.
Yeah.
To trial.
Are they getting paid, bro? Thing,
you know what I mean? And it goes, many well-meaning people, especially those that are overweight or obese, drink low-calorie sweetened drinks to kind of cut calories in their diet.
But this is what this is false endorsement.
I know.
If you're
really
saying
bad.
It's diet and I'm doing it, trying to like be on a diet and stuff, thinking it's better and it's making me worse. Did you know what I mean?
Can you imagine? It's actually quite sad. Just stick to water.
Like, even my friend today, because we were talking about milk, because I'm trying to cut down on my milk intake.
Oh, I've not had milk in
a
while.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because I think, obviously, milk, like, we shouldn't be endorsing
apparently it. Apparently, it kind of erodes your bones.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah. And that's how people get arthritis and that.
Yeah? Because I'm not going to lie, I love cereal. And I love dairy. Oh, okay. I'm not going to lie, I love dairy. But I've been trying to do more oat milk. And like nut milk.
Soya.
Yeah. And my friend was like to me today, he was like, even nut milk.
Really?
Because if you think about it, how do you juice a nut? Like, if you were to crush an almond, there's no water from
these
that,
these alternatives
bro.
Can be more... dangerous than the actually
exactly.
eating the real thing. Everything's balanced and moderation.
Yeah, and he said to me, if you look at the back of it, it's like 2% almond. The rest of it is like probably water and other substances to make Can you imagine? That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
so
no,
it's like even oat milk is like probably like 5% oat, and the rest is like
crazy.
All the other things. So he was saying to me, you should just do hemp milk.
Long.
Who knows? I don't even know what I want for today.
Long. And so my last one is a new study by Babylon Health, which analysed 5 million tweets across the UK for signs of stress, shows that Barking and Dagenham is the most stressed borough in the capital.
Wow.
Apparently the most stressful time there is Tuesday afternoon. That's such an odd day. I was thinking
Who
Monday.
Said this?
Bruv, it's a new study by Babylon Health. They went through 5 million tweets.
But why is Barking and Dagenham the most stressed? Did they elaborate?
So basically, let me continue. It says the least stressed areas, according to the study, were Tower Hamlets, City of London.
Tower Hamlets is least stressed.
Yeah, Tower Hamlets, City of London, Mattel. City of Westminster, Hounslow. Outside London, Hemel Hempstead, Hertfordshire, Cardiff, Hartlepool, in Durham are the most stressed. Woking, Surrey and Oxford are apparently the least stressed. The National Stress website explains from traffic jams to financial worries.
Yeah.
Modern life can be stressful. Yeah, and they've got like stress, frustration, and anxiety.
You know what? Traffic. I think money. Stresses can be money. Traffic can be a big stress for me.
Yeah,
and I feel like because even the other day, because I work fairly far.
No, it doesn't stress me anymore. You know, I think I've changed my mindset.
It stressed me because you know what? Yeah, I was in 2 hours worth of traffic the other day.
Yeah,
and I was still late to work, and I was
no.
I left my house at 7 a.m.
No, that's annoying.
Do you know what I mean? To get there for 9 and I'm still late. Like, yeah. come on, bro. Like, what is this? You know yeah. what I mean? So, traffic can stress me out, but I think I just need to be aware of my timings. And
yeah.
But I think, why can Antagonan be in the most stress, though?
But where is Newham?
That's what I'm saying. Where's Newham?
I was thinking. I was like,
because
where's Newham?
Newham has been stamping those parking tickets on people.
They're not, but most people, oh gosh, I'm generalizing here, but I feel like a lot of people in Newham don't work. So they're going to be the less stressed.
No, but Barkindagenham is worse for that, though.
Really? 100%. For people on goal?
Yeah.
I thought Newham was the worst.
Barkindagenham is bad. That's why I'm like, Newham should be up there, but Barkindagenham is bad. Like, if you go to Barkindagenham, but I remember one time I went, when did I go? I go quite a lot, but yeah. I went there one time and I came out of the station because I was going to the library, trying to be sophisticated. Right. And I go to the library and stuff, and I'm just seeing the place. So I'm like, this place, I'm not gonna lie, it's a bit dumpy, man. It's dumpy.
Dusty.
Like, my mum used to say to me she would want to move there back in the day.
Even
now, I wouldn't mind. If they've got nice houses coming up and stuff. Yeah, but still, some of it is dumpy. I can't lie.
Interesting. So that's today. That's it for
headlines. That was juicy, man.
Oh, was it? Thank
you.
Yeah,
that was proper juicy. I can't even lie.
Okay.
So, yeah, the main juice.
I have to excel for this because...
Is it? Me too.
This has been running rampant on Twitter timelines.
In news in general.
Literally, it's... Yeah, that's true.
It's been rampant this week.
So, today's topic... Oh, I don't even know how to feel about this because me and Siobhan, we haven't told each other. Usually, we tell each other,
beforehand. Usually,
we're like, against or for.
A little prep.
But now we're like... We're gonna hear like wagwan. Like,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Okay, so should you phrase it and say what? Do your explanation and phrase it and say for and against.
Okay, so today's topic is about a 19-year-old woman called Shamina Begum, a girl that ran away from her home in Bethnal Green, in London, to join the Islamic State ISIS or
local
IS
kids, you know,
in Syria. Exactly. So in 2015, Shamina left the UK to marry a man. So she was basically groomed and radicalized and brainwashed online. So she'd been watching, you know, videos, and she'd seen the injustices and the kind of like critical conditions that the Syrians were going through. So that kind of inspired her and two other girls to flee England and go there and marry a jihadist and be a housewife. So apparently it emerged that she's 9 months pregnant at the time.
Yeah.
I think now she's had the kids.
Exactly, had the kid now,
but at the time when I read it, she was 9 months pregnant and she's in a refugee camp in northeastern Syria. And given the circumstances, she would like to return to the UK.
Yes.
So the British government have made it clear that they will do little to support her return. With Home Secretary Sajid Javid stating, if you have supported terrorism organisations abroad, I will not hesitate to prevent your return. So Shamina, should she come back, should face prosecution. And she should know that, you know, there are consequences for her actions. So that's a brief kind of explanation.
That's the thing, bro.
So initially, when I read this, I was 80% come home.
Is it?
The reason why is because, like I said, at 15, you are impressionable, you are vulnerable, you are a sponge.
Yeah.
That's when you think you're a big gal. You're almost
16. Of course,
and you think you can do big gal things, right? And I have... Well, at 15, I was lucky. I didn't meet anyone kind of, like, evil. But I can imagine, like, an older person grooming me to think that this is a good idea. So... And especially when, you know, we were not born in the YouTube, like,
generation.
Era.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, YouTube was coming out
it was
at
coming
that,
out
time,
that time,
to be
but
fair.
It's not
but
like
it wasn't
now.
Like this.
I wouldn't see myself sitting till 4 a.m. to watch, like, YouTube vlogs. No way. YouTube used to have, like, Don't Jealous Me and all that.
It was very
these
beginning.
These little comedians, But it was never how to do your lashes or how to do... There was never, you know, tutorials and stuff like that. So these people are heavily... When they watch YouTube, you can be on there easily 5 hours.
Yeah, 100%.
Easily. So I can imagine she's watching all these videos of Syrians getting the, you know, the injustices and all the bombs and you know, just everything. And we need to take into consideration that because she's from an Islamic household, she would have seen that all the time. They would have had it on Al Jazeera all the time. Everything around her, in her space, is just conditioning her, grooming her to be this wife.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? And we won't see it that way because we don't focus on that stuff.
Okay.
We're not, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, that's not really
it's like
us.
Black Lives Matter. When you talk to other people, it's like they don't have a TV.
True.
It's like, really? You don't know all that? You can't see all these black people dying?
Yeah,
like, you're right?
Yeah, like, what's going on?
Do you know what
yeah,
I mean? And they're like, what's wrong with you? Why are you so passionate about this? That's because that's my environment.
Okay.
That's the,
okay.
That's the
that
news
makes
that's
sense.
Going on in my house.
Yeah,
all the time. 100%. So I'm passionate about it. And if, thank God, I'm not that sort of person that, you know, wants to retaliate or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But like, I can, I'm not going to lie. When it came to like Philandro Castle and I saw that video of him getting shot in his car.
Yeah.
He was unarmed. He had, he presented no like, you know, any fear or nothing.
Yeah.
He literally for a second just went to reach his wallet just like the he followed the instructions. He was not aggressive and he got shot and died
in front of his
mum and his in front of his girlfriend and his
child. Exactly.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I cried for 2 days because I'm like, I relate to him.
Yeah, of course,
he is
of
black.
Course. Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes all these other stories, they get twisted. Oh, maybe they were aggressive.
Yeah,
maybe
they tried to twang it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe they were restricted.
The
maybe
yeah.
this. But to see that he was compliant and
he
still died.
Of course.
And you know for a fact if it was a white woman or a white man in that same particular position,
yeah,
a circumstance, situation, that would have never happened.
Exactly.
That would have never transpired.
No, 100%.
It kills you inside. Mm. So for her to be watching Syria, somebody that looks like her,
yeah,
that is Muslim, children on the beach, washed, seeing those images every day,
yeah,
you are going to want to do, if you're not okay already,
like for us then, if we're in the environment and we're seeing all this stuff, we're, as black people, and they said, come, let's all get together.
Yeah, let's go and do this. Let's go and
shoot
police officers.
Let's go to America and start doing that.
Yes.
You would go.
I'm telling you, I guarantee you, there's half of us that will go.
Would you go?
No, me personally, I wouldn't go.
I wouldn't go either.
But I would see why. I would see why that person
I guess
would
want
to go.
Okay, yeah,
you know
I guess
what I mean?
It. Mm-hmm.
It's like somebody, like, if you heard, like, they're killing bare Christians. Like, for instance, if I heard in Ghana, they're killing bare Christians and, like, they're getting bombed and that. Would that want me to get up? I don't want to die, so I wouldn't want to go.
Yeah.
But I can see why, like, it will stir me up. Like,
you'll be stirred. Yeah, I agree.
Do you know what I mean? But then there's half of us that will go. I know there's half Ghanaian, like, there's Ghanaian people I know that will be like, what? Bruv, I'm going back.
But you know what's crazy? This, even though you're saying this is even similar to that Liam Neeson thing. He was so stirred by anger, he
but
got up and went.
The thing is, Liam Neeson knows better. He is an adult.
No, but at
he's
the same
fully
he was
developed.
Still young. He was still
he
young
was
at the
still
time.
An adult.
He was like, but still,
he was still
young.
Adult.
But at the end of the day, I don't want to divert the thing too much.
Yeah.
So you would say 80%, you would say
initially.
So what
then
do you
I saw
think
her
now?
New segment.
Mm.
And I was like, wow.
Which one? The first?
All of them. Bruh. Sky News, BBC.
Yeah.
I was like, I thought the more I watched, I would see a bit of remorse.
Yeah.
I would see a bit of upsetness.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, and I was like, this girl just does not care.
Yeah.
And even her wording was like, they can't find no proof. If they want to come, like, what are they accusing me of? Like, I just came here to be a house. Like, that this nonchalant, like, attitude. Like,
completely.
I don't care. Like, just get me to UK.
Yeah.
Very entitled.
Exactly.
Very, like, you know, that's when I was like, it spun for me. And I was like,
hold on.
No, she can't come home.
For me, my opinion on it was this, like, when I first heard it, initially I was like, 100%, left her there. 100%. I was like,
what was your...
Left her, leave her.
Why?
Because in my thoughts initially, don't get me wrong, I remember the whole case when it came out.
Right.
I remember the whole 15-year-old getting up and going. I remember just thinking, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, this
is...
madness. Like, I remember debating my mom, discussing, we're just like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that, don't get me wrong, 15-year-olds, you do a lot of stuff.
Right.
But the courage that you must have had
to
get up and take off your whole, to leave your whole family and say you're going, that's one brave, crazy move, isn't it?
Right.
So I was like, you know what? I knew, I could foresee that something like this was going to happen.
Right.
And like you said, from the very beginning, when I heard her first interview, she 100% said, I do not regret going.
Right.
That's when I was like, yeah, I haven't got time for this.
Right.
Because if you had said, you know what, from the very beginning, from the jump,
right.
I I shouldn't have done this. This was a mistake. Blah blah blah. But you came and said, she flopped. She flopped her own self.
Yeah.
She came and said, I don't regret going. I had 2 kids and they've died. So basically, you know what? This is a lesson for everybody. Not even just people want to go to ISIS, whatever. Lesson for everybody.
Right.
And I think even lesson for me as well. Mm-hmm. And people of, say specifically people of colour, because a lot of us, we talk bad about England and whatsoever. And I know England can be a lot of racism and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's certain parts of the world, even back in your home country, you will not survive as a British person. Mm-hmm. I know if I go to Jamaica now,
it's a wrap.
I can't survive that the way I... Because I'm not used to the slow pace of life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not used to their hospitality, the way they have hospitals. Everything is a much more relaxed, slow pace of life.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I'm get up and go now. I'm independent. I've got my own car. I go to work. I'm very fast with things.
Yeah.
When you go back to those countries there, your child will not die of malnutrition in this country unless you neglect them. There's no way.
Yeah,
there's no way. It's impossible.
Right.
So you've had kids there, 2 kids. You realise, rah, hospitals are not even doing it here because my child is dying. I'm looking after my child. I'm a housewife. I have my child shouldn't just be dying from malnutrition, bro. That means that you're not getting fed. You're not getting water. You're not getting normal basic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That won't happen in the UK unless you literally neglect your child. You get what I'm saying? That social service will step in. So it's a lesson to all of us to say, okay, even though England can be bad, if you go to these countries, you'll see difference.
Right.
Even some places in Russia, I was watching 90 Day Fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
The guy had a girlfriend in Russia and he went back, American guy, went back to Russia and was having a baby. And he went to the hospital and he was like, what the fuck is this place? Because the hospital they were having a baby at, it was like, everything was tearing down. They were like, you can't come in. They were like, the nurses were proper aggressive. They weren't even saying nothing to him. He couldn't speak the language as well. They were like, sorry, you can't come in. Who are you? You can't come in. He was like, I'm the father. I really want to see the birth of my first child.
Right.
They were like, no, that doesn't happen here. He had to go to the authorities. Wow. He had to go to some authority hospital. That can never happen in normal UK. You go in, you have your child.
Yeah.
In UK, you have a whole complex multitude of ways. You want to have a child in the water, you can have a child in water. You want to have it at home, you want to have it you have choice. That's why it's a lesson to everybody that you go to these places, you don't know what you're putting yourself into.
Right.
Yes, don't get me wrong. When I thought, okay, she's 15, we make dumb choices.
Yeah.
I make dumb choices today at the age of 20. I make dumb choices.
Yeah.
I make them. Do you get what I'm saying? But at the same time, you're 15, you're not 10. Do you get what I'm saying? You're still a bit more aware. And I've even but you know what? Because you know what? Her friend even phoned up LBC and her friend was like, I went to school with her. We were in the class together. I am Muslim. We're similar, not same background, but we're very similar. We come from, we're both in Tower Hamlets. We grew up together. When she told me she was doing this, I was like, babe, what are you doing?
Right.
Like, I told her, nah, what are you doing? Like, because you're 15, we're young. But if you think about 15, you're now ready to go to sixth form. You're now ready to, you're doing your final GCSEs.
Mm.
You're making still bigger decisions in life. You're not 25, no. But things are now getting a bit more mature in your life. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're going into sixth form, things are changing. So you're 15, you're young, yes, we make dumb decisions. Yes, of course we do. But to say you're carrying your whole bag, bruv.
It's mad.
To go and you're doing fighting. And a lot of people are saying that she just went there because she wanted to do bang. She wanted to get banged and in peace. And to get married quickly, get banged in peace, because
you can't do that here.
You can't do that here.
That actually makes sense.
People were saying this to me. There's all different reasons. People were saying that maybe she didn't get attention. So, and now a guy could come and twang you.
It's
you
true.
Get what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying to you. I feel like she was very vulnerable.
Vulnerable.
Because
But you know what? At the same time, though, I feel like this, the word groomed is getting to me a little bit.
Why?
Because I feel like there's groomed and there's, I know what I'm doing. I want to do this. Do you get what I'm saying?
Have you heard of something called the Stockholm Syndrome?
What's that? I think you mentioned it to me before.
So
actually,
basically, the Stockholm Syndrome, it relates to, like, there was a bank robbery in Sweden.
Yeah.
And what happened is that they were held hostage for, like, 6 days, I think.
Mm.
And when they came out, it came out that the hostages were now back in the perpetrator.
Because they gassed
because they had been in there with him for 6 days. So he had that sort of like
influence on them.
And when you are kind of like, I would say, fragile minded, some people can have an effect on you.
Of course, 100%.
So when you look at her, if you really like if you really analyse the interview,
yeah,
you can see she's not 100% there.
But now, like, because, but now she would not be 100% there at all.
No.
She's not 100% there at all.
There's a difference between I am, like, sad and I'm depressed and and there's a difference between, I'm sorry to say, I think there's some sort of learning difficulty.
Do you reckon?
Did well, you
she,
see her
she
eyes,
ran out of school at 15.
She spoke. Did you not see her speech? The way her eyes were flicking. Me personally, I look at mannerisms, innit?
Because I thought that. I thought
something's a bit off.
I thought,
like, even if it's like, oh, forgive me for saying, I shouldn't even say off. Something's a bit different.
Yeah. No, but they would have probably even mentioned that.
Nah, because
parents,
you know what?
Some
people
said
are.
Or
no. Bare people are undiagnosed, you know.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? People are coming out like at 46 and saying, oh, I have ADHD.
Yeah, of course.
And all
of
this,
course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when I was watching her, she didn't look like somebody that is, like, they're all not in a, like, an affected kind of position, but somebody that's not 100% conscious of what is happening, her,
but you
the effect of what she's done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So with Stockholm syndrome, it's so easy for anybody to come in.
Yeah.
And especially if you have a learning disability or special disability, you know what I mean? Which her parents probably didn't even catch.
Yeah.
You are going to be, like, influenced.
Because
it's not normal. You want to come to the UK.
Yeah.
You've got two babies that have died. There's not a tear. It's not okay.
Because she, you know what? I think it's hard for us to say this now, though. Because, obviously, she is not stable now. Do you get what I'm saying? She's not been stable. She's probably been locked up. Who knows? Do you get what I'm saying? She hasn't been stable. She's seen dead bodies.
Right.
She even said she saw people's heads in the thing. No, but we don't know. Because it's like,
you're not talking
well. Yeah, because of course she's not talking well. Because she's gone through all this stuff.
So you think the way she's speaking is because of trauma?
I would say, I'll say that she's gone through so much stuff now.
I feel like she has some sort of learning.
But then, I don't know how, I feel like we didn't know her before. That's the problem.
Because I've met somebody that had, like what did he even have? Dyspraxia. And he was not all there.
Yeah.
Like, you're talking to him, but it's like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like he's not conscious of emotions. He's not conscious of, you know, people underestimate, like, the power of being able to read somebody. And not people with some, that's the whole point of autism. Like, they just can't read.
That's the thing.
They don't know what's happening.
But it's hard for us to say this. We don't know
that's
how she was
saying.
Before.
So if she has, let's say for argument's sake, she does have that.
Yeah.
That is now another case.
That's another case.
That means that,
but I feel
she
like
was
we
not
would
in the correct mind. Sick.
But I feel like this may have been mentioned before. I honestly do.
That she has a learning disability.
Or something.
I saw that straight away. I was like, the way she's talking is weird.
Remember, she's young. She's young and stupid.
No.
She's stupid as
well. No. I work with 19-year-olds.
Yeah, but
they are very clued on.
This is the girl. This is the girl that ran out of things to live in a dark house. She doesn't have no education.
But that's what I'm saying to you. She has a learning difficulty.
Yeah.
That is not on her. You can get people with learning
difficulties. But we can't use it as a basis.
We don't know.
The thing is,
I think it's a possibility.
As if. Because if we knew from before, then we could judge her from before and after. Do you get what I'm saying?
Right.
It's hard for us to say, oh, she could have this, she could have that. Then that's giving us more leeway to give her more leeway to say it's okay, but she's not right. So maybe that's why.
But
I don't
want to
give her too much excuses.
Siobhan, she was born here.
100%.
So, like, she does, in a sense, I know they're saying she's stateless at the moment, but she does have a right to come back. Because you know what? They let more than 400 British ISIS jihadis have already returned back to the UK.
I know. Then and they keep it undercover. But you know
that's what I'm
you
saying.
Know,
that,
you know
how is it okay
crazy?
For them to return, but she can't return?
I don't know why. And I think they kept it undercover. And they shouldn't be letting these people return either. If they return, they're returning back to Norwalk, or they're going to jail, because people need to go to jail.
Yeah.
And we need to also discuss the people that were born here under Windrush and how many they took away even just last week to Jamaica back again. They've never been to Jamaica before,
Windrush,
and they're doing that.
Windrush confirmed to me that, you know, like, I would say I feel like a bit entitled to the fact that I was born here.
Yeah.
But Windrush confirmed to me that don't relax.
Don't relax.
Because any time,
yeah,
they can
don't
just
relax.
Impose any law.
These kind of laws
and
on
then
you.
You're done for.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, oh, if you were born after 2000 and... No, not born after 2000. Mm. But maybe, like, if you were born after 1982...
Yeah. You bruv, know, don't relax.
You are stateless, bruv.
Yeah.
You
even
need to
the
come
people,
for another...
that's what I'm saying.
Another stay. Like,
this is beyond even...
They
that.
Can
it's
do
even,
anything.
Anything.
And the what scares me is that the fact that... what's his name?
So,
Sajid, sorry.
Who's that?
Sajid... the Home Secretary.
Oh, okay,
so
yeah.
With him, yeah, like, what scares me is that he's at, like, the forefront of these people going home, and he's ethnic himself. He would have come from immigrant parents.
Yeah.
So you'd think that he would campaign,
have,
like,
more of a leeway.
Yeah, or have more of, like, some sort of power to stop this, to kind of pause
exactly.
This. But he is, like,
because you know
they're
what,
going
they're doing crazy
under
stuff.
Under his eyes.
Exactly. But it started from Theresa May when she was Home Secretary, and I think it's because, basically, they wanted to control immigration.
Right.
These were the easiest targets. The people
it's
that
insane.
Don't have their papers and stuff, they're still rolling around. Do you know what I mean? But the people that they've been here, they've paid their taxes.
Insane.
You know what I mean? The Windrush one is a difficult one because you let us, they let them stay there and they was okay. And, they
and
had,
their documents got
and
lost.
The documents
it's
got lost and stuff
that,
like that. Do you know what I mean?
You know, they've just been chilling.
Yeah,
they
and they've been
documents.
And they've been working. They've put taxes into this place. You know where our taxes are going?
Yeah.
It's an important thing. And that's what gets on my nerves about this girl as well. Back to this Bingham, whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a case of... You are like directly saying it's because you want to have your kids here. So it's a case of you haven't put it to any tax system or anything.
Right.
But you want us to pay for your child.
Right.
That's basically what's happening because it'll go back into the system and you're taking their mick like
and
that.
And what will piss take? It's got to be our tax money because
our tax
obviously
money.
They have to give her a new identity.
Mm-hmm.
They have to.
No, but she has to go to jail 100%. If she comes back, she has to go to jail. Yeah. She can't. I think even with the people that's coming back, they can't just go back normally. They have to go into some kind of jail thing.
Right.
And I think. For me, there's a lot of things with this which is annoying me because I think that if it was a guy, if it was a boy, and a boy went over there, no one would give him two minds. No one would
it's
care.
It's like that guy, what's his name?
Because look how many guys, there's probably, the ones that you told me to start, they're probably guys coming back.
There's two people on death row.
See?
At the moment for that. Just for going to Syria.
Mm-hmm. Who's campaigning for them? Who's
campaigning? But it's true. It's not like a white thing.
I don't know the name. Yeah.
They've been sent to Guantanamo Bay. Mm. One of them was actually from West London as well.
See?
So he's half Ghanaian, half Greek.
Wow.
He converted to Islam in his 20s.
Mm.
He's got two kids here. And they found him, like, I can't remember exactly where they found him, but it must have been one of those... countries.
Yeah.
And now I think they shipped him over to America. Now they're looking like for death row. And it's like,
and how come
why
I didn't
do they get
this guy?
Yeah, why do they
do
get
you know
this
I mean?
Leeway? But it's just, I think my only stance on Shamina is that she is British. She was born here.
Yeah.
It was a young age.
It was young.
And
but so
you
was,
know,
that
men,
guy might put was young
men
as well.
Men can do a lot.
But this is what I was saying.
Like, even at this big age, I think I can get groomed if they tried hard
but
enough.
But you know what? Yeah, I have to... That's what I'm saying. We've groomed, there's... Is I think we I don't like to
groom is manipulation.
I don't want to dish this word out too many times.
Why?
Because
it's
I feel like it. I feel like it's a case of like I said earlier. It can sometimes be a case of yes, you're groomed. This was calculated. This person was looking for you. And he. It was more than a twang. It was calculations. You get what I'm saying?
Right,
you're more. It's a more of an innocent
thing.
But
you don't think it is. I think it is.
Sometimes it's a case of... Because I have to put ourselves back in our shoes back in the day.
Mm.
Being 15 years old, like, a guy might be interested in you and you're happy to go with it. And he's not even telling you that much, but you're into it.
Yes,
so there's a difference.
Do you get it?
And I feel like if it's a case of... Because things happen all the time. Like, young girls go with older guys all the time. Unfortunately, girls like older guys.
Right.
So if I was to say I'm a 15-year-old and an 18-year-old drew me, didn't know my age, and he messaged me, I'm messaging him back, entertaining. I can't come and say... I was groomed because I was young. No, I entertained it as well. I was involved. I
no,
wanted
but this
it to
is
happen.
The thing.
So I
grooming
can't groom,
me,
like,
grooming to me means that the other party, the male,
is calculated,
knows exactly what they're doing.
Mm.
Whereas a girl, it's more infatuation. It's more.
But
lust,
I know what I'm doing too,
and it's more emotions.
No,
not
but I know what I'm doing. No.
Sometimes
I can say I know what I'm
your
doing.
Your emotions can get the better of you.
So the guy's emotions can be get the better of him as well.
No, No.
In the
like,
sense that if a guy
me,
likes
I
you.
Don't agree with that because it's like when okay so for instance I met this guy I think he was in his 30s he was about I'd say 30 23 or something like that. And he met me and he thought I was 19.
Okay.
Now that is a massive,
that's
for me,
age,
that was,
that's
was
a massive age gap.
It's
yeah,
not even
100%.
That. For me, I'm like, you were specifically, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You specifically looked for me because you thought I was 19. Do you understand why?
Yeah.
Why?
So when did you tell? When did you tell you that it was 19?
When I told him I was 19, he weren't. You know when he didn't say it, but you know you could tell that. Oh, she's too old.
Yeah.
Like, she knows. I know I cannot dupe her. I cannot manipulate her. She's too strong-minded.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like he turns a bit sour.
Okay.
Like he stops. So that's what I'm saying to you. With grooming, it's yeah. like me personally, I don't know what's happening in it. I just like you. You are attractive to me.
Yeah.
You get it? But the older guy knows exactly, and this is not the first encounter I've had. I've had bare man move to me and they're like, oh, I thought you was younger. Why are you specifically seeking somebody that is
person.
Under the age of 20?
Okay.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a reason behind it because they know that it's easy.
It's easy to manipulate.
Exactly.
Of course it's easy to manipulate.
There's a reason why that jihadist in Syria reached out to Shamina because she...
But did
why
he...
Why
did
he not reach out to a 30-year-old?
But did he reach out to her or did she go looking?
No, but obviously,
do you get what I mean? You can put yourself... You have to remember
like
young girls as well.
Twitter,
like, you can be in a situation... Situation,
that's like
where you
being
can
on
say,
Twitter.
I'm going towards something,
that's
and
like
I, that's
being,
what I want.
That's like me being 15,
yeah.
I'm on Twitter, and someone comes in my DM. How do you know the person didn't come in her DM?
Yeah,
you don't know. That.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
We don't know how it started.
Yeah.
But you can be like innocently.
Yeah,
like just in your own life, and somebody just comes in. Like,
yeah,
you know, and starts messaging you, and then he glamorizes it.
Okay,
come, be my wife. Like,
yeah,
this is what you're gonna do. You're gonna
of
go
course,
to
glamorize
paradise
yeah, yeah.
and all this stuff.
Mm.
Obviously, I'm going to listen. That's
yeah.
like somebody climbing to my DMs right now. Yeah, and he's 40. I'm 28. No, let's make it a bit worse. I think let's say 64.
Yeah,
yeah. and he comes into my DMs and he's like, look. Come to LA. I'll buy you a ticket.
Yeah.
Have kids with me. I've got a house. I've got this for you. Da, 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 da.
Mm.
You think that's not going to be stir me a bit?
Of course
like,
it would.
The age
Definitely.
Difference is not going to click in.
Definitely.
But I'm
going to
be like, wait, hold on. I'm 28. Apparently I'm expired. Do you know what I mean?
To
this
who?
Man is, well, in Africa, well, in Ghanaian culture.
Okay.
I should be married by now. Do you get it? And
yeah.
he's reaching out to me. He has money. Let's forget his age, but he's handsome.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could also, because the guy I'm presumably he's handsome
yeah.
as well. And he can look after me. Of course I'm gonna go, mate. Especially
okay.
if I'm 15.
Mm.
And say for instance, we don't even
Wait,
know.
Wait, was
the
you 28 or was you 54?
No, I'm just talking in
okay.
in a grooming sense.
Mm.
Yeah. Say for so for instance, if things are not going right in our house, yeah,
yeah.
her dad is just not available, he's a cabman, he's worked 7 days a week, the mum doesn't care,
okay.
like nobody's around this girl,
yeah.
and she's got this guy reaching out to her, telling her that you're going to have a better life,
yeah.
obviously,
of
you
course
are
you'll
going
get
to
time.
Make these, do you get
you'll
what
get
I mean?
Time. But not That's... to go to another country, would you?
Yeah.
Is it?
If a guy DM'd me, right, and I see his lifestyle,
yeah.
he can look after me,
at this age,
he's a good looking guy,
but at 15,
no, at 15.
At 15, no.
You know what? Train up the child in the way it should
grow.
And when it's 15, old, it's not
no.
depart from it.
At, this, at,
I had
at
a blessed
this age,
mom.
Yeah, 100%.
I had a blessed mum.
Yeah.
But like I said to you before, I was saying to you before, before we started this, some mums are trash.
But listen, she
yeah.
left. I don't
My
know her family
sat me
situation.
Down and was like, don't talk to strangers. Don't. Some
but
people have not had this conversation,
but some people
you
have
know.
That and they still rebel. Do you get what
but
I mean?
I feel
that's
like
why we have to be careful.
Shamina's
why
parents.
I was saying we have to be careful with this groomed word,
yeah.
yeah? Because at the same time, all what you said is great.
Yeah.
But we have to also remember how many women, but
yeah.
we say that is groomed,
right.
is now happily married and they're happy and they're fine. And we can't, was they groomed because the older guy probably knew what he wanted? Yeah, he might have known what he wanted. But was she groomed then? If she was engaging with it, she was going along with it. There's plenty of people that guys have gone with and the girl is severely younger. My mum is one of them. My dad is much older than my mum. My mum was with my dad from her early 20s. My dad was already, 30-something going on. Do you get what I'm saying? Was she groomed? I don't think so, because she's still sitting there chilling. Do you get what I'm saying? So that's why we have to be, when we say groomed,
but you
we have to be careful.
Let me finish.
Because groomed for me is more of a, don't get me wrong, guys know what they want.
Right.
I will say that 100%.
Right.
Guys might know what you want before
right.
you know what you want. They see what they want, they like it. They're very visual creatures. But
right.
at the same time, I think groomed is more of a manipulation. Yes. It's when you're more calculated with
and
it.
And I don't think that girls situation was between your parents.
Exactly, wasn't. So, but my mum was young at the time. And that's what I'm saying. When you're young as well, because teenagers get into older relationships with older guys.
Yeah.
And the guy will probably be like, oh, I'm older, but I do like you, blah, blah, blah. If that girl is also engaging with it, she's okay with it, she's co-signing it, is she groomed, bruv? We can't just dish out groom for anything. So that's why I have to say that we have to be careful when we're saying groom, because some people, some girls, they want to do. I have to remember how I was at 15. When right. an older guy drew me,
yes.
I was entertaining it. But I wasn't saying that I was groomed.
But that's what you're not getting.
I was on it.
The thing that you're not getting is that the older guys know better.
They know better.
They know better. And I know, they know and exactly
and the
what
thing
they're
is,
doing.
I know, I should know better as well, because I know he's way older than me. Why am I good? But I'm still going. Do you get what I'm saying? There's sometimes where you
but
as
that's
girls.
Because you don't because, know, you
and he's
don't
not
know.
Forcing me. No one's forcing. And no one's forcing
that's,
you.
But groom doesn't mean force.
Exactly. But if I'm saying to myself, okay, I'm a young girl. This guy, I know, even when I was in the relationship with my first boyfriend, I was at 19 to going on 20, he was 27. Mm. And I said to my friends, guys, at that time I was like, guys, this guy's older, you know. And we sat there and we laughed, and we were like, Siobhan, he's older. My friend was like, Siobhan, just do it and then duck. Do you get what I'm saying? I knew he was older. I knew he has been in a relationship before I hadn't. Do you get what I'm saying? There was a certain awareness. I know you've lived more life than me. And I got to know him more when we were in a relationship together. Mm. But I co-signed it. You're older than me. You probably...
But you don't think that's odd?
Of course it was odd, but I liked it because I liked him. Mm. That's what I'm trying to give to you, that not every situation is a case of, if you are, as a woman, even if you're young, sometimes you
but
do
I'm
know.
Sorry. When I was younger, I didn't see the kind of like, how the severity of going out with an older guy. It's only as I grew up and I realised, rah, it's actually very dangerous.
It depends,
but
though.
At that time, I didn't see it.
It depends, because some people, they're in a relationship with older guy and they're happily and they're fine.
No, I'm so talking about in a grooming sense, like how
that's what
you have to be very careful.
If it's a case of he's influencing you, he's doing certain things, because right. if you feel like, okay, it's manipulation in certain areas, Brenda, people get groomed. I'm not disputing that, but I'm not going to dash that word anymore, because some girls, they know what they're doing. I had to put myself in a situation when I was at school, the girls I used to hang around with, what they were saying that they were doing, even with older guys, and we'll be like, babies, and this guy boots my... So, I don't care. Do you get what I'm saying? So, I'm not going to say... And herself there were not saying, I'm groomed. She didn't fool... Do you know what I mean? There's certain things that we have to say. There's certain things I've been through as a younger person, and it was traumatizing, but I never said that guy abused me, because, again, it may have took advantage, but there was some kind of thing whereby, okay, it wasn't a case of you didn't
you
know exactly what
well.
You were doing. Do you know what right. I mean? So there were some bits where you could be like, okay, boom.
But
so that's the
I'm
only
sorry,
thing.
At that age, the flags don't go up that this man is older.
It does.
At
100%. 15. Bruv, if I'm dating a 29-year-old and I'm 15, of course it's red flags. Who wouldn't have red flags?
That's not my friends.
You're not 10.
My friends were like 15 and they were dating like...
Because they didn't care. They wasn't being good. They didn't care. They thought it was glamorous.
Exactly.
Like girls
There's
do.
There's no flags.
Because with women, we like older... A lot of girls like older guys.
Yeah.
And we can't try and like dispute and be like, oh yeah, I was abused. No, you like older guys and you got twanged by it. Yes, of course you did. But you also did it as well. Because you know what, yeah, in some situations, yeah, where a guy, he doesn't have to do much. But you're there,
right?
Jumping.
Right.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Right.
You have to do what
that's
he called
true.
You. He
that's
called
true.
You once or twice. You're calling back. You're jumping. Because now you're twanging. He didn't do that much to deserve this. But you're there jumping because you are young. Do you get what I'm saying?
Right.
But there's of
but
course
that's what
at
I'm
the
saying.
Same time.
The fact that she was young is a massive factor.
She wanted to get.
If she went, if she was like. If she was like the White Widow and she went out like big 30 years old, then yes, sure.
Mm.
Don't allow her back. But where she made that decision at such a young age, because I remember being 15 and making some really bad situation, like bad decisions that I wish I could take back at 15.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Unfortunately, hers was just extreme. Like,
yeah. This is extreme. Like her friend died. One of the friends died. So from that point, you didn't think to yourself, wow, like, I'm in... You're going to a danger zone. You're not going to... You're going to the heart of
Do
war.
Do you actually believe that they actually... Like, It's so hard to... Do you think they were prepped on how serious it was?
No.
Because I feel like... That's what I'm saying. That's why I say this is grooming, because... I don't feel like he explained to her, look, there's he days that you won't eat.
100%.
I think he made it look very, very glamorous.
Yeah, that's
like,
what they do.
When you come, like, we can have our kids.
Yeah, they glamorized blah, 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 blah. It.
Do you know what I mean? They didn't explain, look, you're going to be in a refugee camp. Look,
exactly.
People are dying in here. Like, it's proper serious.
They wouldn't do that, though.
Do you get
like,
what
they
I
wouldn't
mean?
Do that.
That's why I said
but the
she
thing
was
is,
rude.
But the why she's dumb is because if this wasn't happening, like, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, where there wasn't information. Like, that's why one of the girls said on LBC, her friend that phoned up, she was like,
There's too much information
whereby, even though you see people come and saying the glamorous thing, you can research and say, boom, let me see what I want. And it will tell you the reels. You get what I'm saying?
But you know, some people are mad. They will send you videos. Like, I've had people send me videos, like private links.
Yeah.
And for me, that's like a form of radicalization because it's like, they are kind of educating you to a point where you... I mean, if you're not somebody that's curious, if you're not a curious cat, you will never think... I know it sounds silly, but we are curious cats. But there's people out there that will never think to...
tune off. Like,
to look a bit further into it and see what's actually happening.
Exactly, because obviously they're just seeing the good. Because someone's telling the good, so they're just getting turned by the good. But your friends are here, people are saying, no, but look at this happening, this person's doing this. You're like, no, I don't care, I'm good. Because you want to be in love, you want to do kids. Do you get what I'm saying? But at the same time as well, like...
I think it's love. I think she went out for love.
Yeah, she did.
Honestly.
She did.
But what doesn't sit right with me is her, like, there's no remorse.
There's no remorse.
Like, if she was crying,
that's
she was
why she
blubbering.
Flopped,
yeah. If she was blubbering,
and now she's trying
she
to
like,
twang
I
it.
Come.
Now she's trying to say she's... You see, the recent one, the Scandi, trying to say, oh, you know, no, I do feel regretful. She's twanging it now because
she's realised.
Because the first interview, she said, it was normal life, bruv. She was coming like this. It's normal life. Like, it's normal thing. It's not how they display it to you. I don't regret it. Like, I honestly don't regret it. I will do it again. I just need to
Are
come
you
back.
Mad? Two
that's
kids?
What, that's what she said. That's
Losing
she said.
Two kids.
100%.
But you, I remember at the beginning of this conversation, you said at the first, your first stance was, what was it, left her there?
Yeah.
So what's your stance now?
Still the same. I still, don't get me wrong, I hear your stance as well about the age, because I will say, because that's kind of trying to be, well, I thought, but she's young. I've made dumb decisions at 15.
Yes.
I make dumb decisions now.
Yes,
we all are,
yes.
No one's incapable of making mistakes.
Right.
But it's the fact that, for me, it's the fact that she knew, it's a case of now she's still like, nah, I still believe that ISIS is sick. Like, I'm still on the ISIS team. And I don't think, and obviously... We don't. It is a danger to the UK. Like, I'm not saying
that is another thing.
Another thing as well.
Like, it could all be a plot.
It could be a plot. So we have to be careful. Exactly.
And the thing is, what's scary is, like, say for instance, she does come back. She serves her prison sentence, and then she goes. She gets put into society again.
Mm.
They're gonna have to always keep a watchful eye on her.
Exactly.
Surveillance, and that's gonna cost more tax money.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? So that's where I thought. Another thing that kind of pinged it for me, like red flag, is when they asked her about the Manchester bombings.
What
did she say? And she was like, oh, you know, like, I'm very sorry to hear that, but, you know, people are here dying and... Da-da. It was she just didn't care.
She don't care, like...
She just didn't care. And he had to rephrase the question because initially she was like, yeah, but there's people here dying. So he asked again, he was like... Wait, hold up. Like, I think in a sense, the journalist kind of tried to save her.
Yeah.
Like, rectify your bloody answer. Mm-mm. And she was like, he kept on asking the same question. Then she changed it slightly. She was like, I feel sorry for the kids, but the same thing is going on here. Mm. I mean, they don't deserve it, but same thing is going on here. Mm. Like, blah, blah, blah.
No,
and it's
more.
Just like, just apologize.
Just
and
apologize.
Get over here.
Yeah. Because she flopped herself.
It. She
That's
did.
That's the thing. I do get people are dying there as well. Mm. Innocent people. And I understand, like, because even with me, I like to be educated in, like, certain things as well.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, one time I was so obsessed about the Holocaust. I don't know why.
Oh,
obsessed,
wow.
Obsessed,
Random.
obsessed about Holocaust. Even now, I'm still like, because I just think, how could that happen? Do you get what I'm saying?
I know, right?
Yeah, I just think to me, and I feel like it's not, because we were born in the 90s.
Right.
It wasn't that long ago.
It's not
from
that
then.
Far.
Do you get what I'm saying? I always be like, oh my god, but I get how you can see images and be like, this
exactly.
is awful, because even now I think it's awful the way the Americans treated some of the people, even in Guantanamo Bay, that was abused. Do you get what I'm saying? That's why some of them are going to jail now. It's abuse, like, it was abuse all the way around, and that's disgusting.
And it's through images.
It's through videos.
Because if you think about it, that's what I said to you, environment is very important, because it's like, she's seen dead, like, dead children washed up on the beach. For me, I'm not going to lie to you, I feel like when it came to Syria, I was very ignorant. I didn't know what was going on. I thought it was beef, but I thought it was like an equal playing field. Yeah. I didn't realise that there were Russians were going around just bombing up the place. Just even all their historic buildings, everything, just bombing up. I didn't know. And I knew something was going on. We always hear of conflict.
Exactly. In Congo, because there's so much going on, it's hard to keep up. Yeah.
So we always, I would say, turned my face away for a bit. Mm. But then when I actually saw that boy washed up on the beach, I said, this is very serious. This is not like army against army. This is like civilians.
Was that Syrian again?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah. This is, and the man that lost his entire family because they tried to get the boat with his wife and his kids and everything. And the body was just washed up on the sea. Do you know what I mean? So that's when that was alarm bells for me. And it took me a long time to see that, Syrians are actually going through a lot.
I think that hit everybody.
It hit me a lot.
Because it was like, wow.
I'm not going to lie to you, I was very ignorant. Because of images again, because of propaganda, because of the media.
Yeah.
When the Syrians were coming on boats, I'm not going to lie, I just kept on thinking, bloody opportunity.
Yeah, like immigrants.
You just want to try and come in, try and come in and get a job, blah, blah, blah. Opportunists. Well, to be fair, my mum's an opportunist. I can't even throw that same thing. But I thought, but at the same time, I was like, you know, they probably want a better life. And then I started watching more documentaries and I'm clocking on, these are teachers, lawyers, doctors.
Yeah.
These are people with proper good jobs. When you think of immigrants going on a boat, you think of people that are just whatless.
You think of people that aren't working,
they're not doing much for their country, blah, blah. When I'm seeing like professionals are getting on a boat, that's when I clocked on, no, this is serious. That's like me and you trying to flee England on a boat. People will be like, nah. Like,
it's true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you guys have got a good home, you've got a good career, why would you have to go through this? I'm sure you can afford the plane ticket. So that's when it started to click, like, no, there's something going, like, it's very serious.
Like,
and
then
I started clocking on the historical buildings and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, no, like, things have been happening. Serious.
Yeah, so like, this is a lot.
It's sad when you see for them, for Muslims especially, it's very sad for them to constantly see these images.
Yeah, constantly. Definitely.
And it's people that are innocent.
Mm,
do you know what I mean?
Definitely.
And you're constantly seeing your brothers and sisters just dying just for no reason.
It's crazy.
It will make you, that's why I always feel like it will make you have the sour kind of people. For, do you know what I mean? There's so many people, there's so many Muslims in this country, This is why I always try to remember, try to remind myself when there's like any sort of like terrorism or whatever.
Yeah.
I said to myself, there's so much Muslims in this country that if they actually decided to stand and really, really bomb and be terrorists and whatnot, we'd all be pissed because every other neighbour is a Muslim.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you know what I mean? So that's why I had to, like, you know, some ignorant aunties and uncles, I had to tell them about themselves. I'm like, your corner store person is a Muslim.
Yeah.
Your doctor is a Muslim. Your teacher is a Muslim. These people, all these restaurants, Muslims.
Yeah.
You cannot start saying Muslims are terrorists.
Yeah, but it's bad to generalise like that.
Yeah.
And I think we do, and a lot of us do it out of fear. I've always said from the very beginning, like, it's not fair, like, for those, like, to make people feel a way about things because of, like, the stuff has happened and stuff,
right.
But we have to be more considerate because,
we have to be more considerate,
and it's a case of, we have to understand both perspectives, I guess.
But can you understand that how, like, somebody can brainwash you into thinking that a certain minority is a bad,
But I think with me knowing, I'm quite easy influenced. If I see an advertisement, I want to buy it. Do you get?
That's like the African adverts for years. I thought everybody's got that swollen stomach.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like you get influenced, but at the same time, I think at this day and age, there's so much research out there
as well.
And that's why I think that she didn't have an excuse because she couldn't. It's 2015, bro.
Yeah.
Like people can't just give you information without you being able to do bag of research without even moving from your couch. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to go to libraries anymore to see what history is. Like, you can get everything at a touch of a button.
I agree.
I think one of the girl that spoke to me, I'm telling you, that girl from her school that ran RBC, she was like, no, like, we told her, we tried, we gave her information about this on the on the opposing thing. She was not on it. She was on this guy. And I don't think at the time she didn't get married here. She got married when she was over there, innit? She was just ongoing. But another woman who is Muslim as well was saying that rang up and said, these girls are going because they want to have sex. This is what they, what their mind is saying to them. They say they're going to go and do it. They're going to be adult. You know how we are as young girls. You want to be adult. You want to do big things. You know what I'm saying? So you end up doing things because you want to be big, bro. Right. That's why, that's why I'm always like, oh, let me be careful with using the word groom. I'm not saying that people don't get groomed, yes, but it's a case of you as yourself, you want to be a big girl. Yeah. So let me go here. Let me let me stay out at 2 a.m. Let me stay because I can. Because what? Let me go to this boy's house. Like, the boy just said, come around. They say too much. They come around. Yeah, okay, I'm coming then. I'm coming. Yeah. Bring your whole bag. Well, mom saying, where are you going at 1 a.m.? Where are you going? Your mom is shouting for you. Where are you going at 1 a.m.? The boy said, come around. I don't have to come around tonight, babes. I'm coming. I'm coming.
Well, imagine.
That's how God's behaving.
Oh, imagine.
The guy said, babe, don't have to come around tonight. Yeah. Don't worry. Leave it. Leave it. Your mom is arguing. Don't worry. I'm coming for you. Don't worry. Bring your whole bag. Bring your bra. Bring your knickers. Stubborn. Or bring your whole song. Because I'm 15, I'm big,
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying to you.
So, like, it's these things, bruh.
Yeah. So let's wrap it up there. Wrap that was a good discussion. So what is your rant of the week before we go?
Rant of the week, I'll say it quickly. I think it's about women having their money first before going to say a guy should have this, a guy should have that, a guy should have that, a guy should have this. It's not a debate for another day. But I feel like as women, let's get ourselves up. Because you know what it is? If you actually deep it, a lot of women go into relationships broke. They don't have nothing to bring onto the table. Wow. But they expect the guy to have everything set. Do you know what I mean? But what are you bringing? This is, I'm not talking about just a little link or something. Yeah. Like actual relationship. What are you bringing to level play field? Have you got your money up? Are you doing bits?
Right.
Have you got your business together? Right. Have you moved out your mum's house?
You don't know these girls though.
You don't know these girls.
Everyone I know has a career.
I think for me it's girls I'm seeing on Twitter and stuff like that. I'm seeing. Okay. I'm like, you want guy that has some girls that I want my guy to, he has to have, if you don't have 80k, don't talk to me. Don't if you're not an 80k job, don't talk to me. Are you an 80k job?
Are you in 79k job?
Or are you even at 60k job? Or are you 50k job?
I agree.
But you want a man that you're normal on 15k a year. Yeah. And you want your man to have 80. I'm not saying reach for the stars, of course.
But don't be stating it.
Don't be coming with chest. Bro. You ain't bringing it. Like, do you know what I mean? That's my thing. What about you?
Do I have a rant this week? I don't know. Ooh, this is going to be a bit touchy, you know.
Go on.
Black women in interracial relationships.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, why? Why?
So, let me explain before everyone jumps down my throat. I don't have a problem with interracial relationships here. But what I can't stand here is black women that are so pro-black. Like, they're super, super pro-black here. I don't know, like...
I just feel like
you shouldn't be the mascot. And I just feel like that sends the wrong signals because you're not in a position whereby you're fully, enduring what we have to go through.
Yeah, like, you don't know it like that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
And I feel like it's really hard to be... It's really hard for me to see you as somebody that's, like... Because at the same time you went for a white man, I agree, it's really hard, I think.
Don't get me wrong, like we always say, fall in love with who you want to fall in love with, it's fine.
I don't have an issue with it, there's no issue there. But I don't feel like you should be at the forefront.
It's when you're doing the most of your chest.
Yeah,
it's when you're coming pimming your chest and shouting the
trust
most
me.
And then but at home your life is different from what you're volumizing. So it's contradictory in a sense. Do you know what I mean? I'm not saying you can't, of course, don't be oblivious to black matters and don't be quiet, but it's when you're putting yourself to the chest.
Yeah.
That's where it's a bit a discrepancy for me a little bit as well.
Yeah, you're not fully pro-black. And another guy was arguing with me the other day saying, oh, you can be pro-black. What's wrong with being pro-black and being in an interracial relationship? But the whole point of pro-black is black family.
I think so.
That's like the foundation of being pro-black.
Yeah,
and it's not a racist thing or nothing like that, guys. It's not segregation. Yeah. I'm all for interracial relationships, but if you clock me, I'm not screaming to the high heavens about it.
Yeah,
about,
yeah, yeah.
Do you know what
exactly,
I mean? But I've seen certain girls that have white partners are loud.
But even men do it too, like, and...
Oh, my days! I remember one time, like, I went to this seminar and this guy was talking about how he started his own company and et cetera, et cetera, and all the discrimination he faced because of the industry he was in. It was all white, middle-class men and stuff like that. And here I am getting my empowerment on and he's like, you know, you can make it, da-da-da-da-da. And then he's like, I've got a white wife. And I'm like, that helps.
Yeah.
I'm not being funny. Let's be real. Like, it helps you get somewhere.
Because
why did you not marry, you know...
a black woman. I'm not saying you can't fall in love with who you want to fall
in love. You can't, no. It's just
when you are the one to be the one that's...
That's screaming.
Like you said, the microphone man. That's when it comes
like,
a bit like...
people that actually... Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
I've got another little rant that kind of goes with that. You know Childish Gambino?
Oh, what's he done?
You know he won the award, right?
Right.
For best rap or whatever. And I think, no, he won best... Oh, I can't believe it is. I don't have the information right now.
Right.
But I think it was best single of the year or something.
Okay.
And no rap artist has won that category for This Is America.
Right.
And I was like, the video for This Is America, spot on. Spot on. Good, right?
Right.
The actual song itself.
Right.
Trash.
No, I have to disagree with you.
Please
on that
listen
one.
To it.
Because there's some.
There's
sort
no
of
lyrics, babes. No, this is America. Don't try your tripping though. Look what I'm whipping though. Country band, country band. What? Ooh, tell somebody. You can tell somebody. You can tell it. You can tell it. Black man, black man. Get your money, black man, black. There's no content, babes. There's
If you actually
listen to the video, twangs you. Because you know what happened? Yeah. I watched the video and I was like, this
I
is
actually
a
felt
bop.
Like there was a political message.
I was
in
like,
there.
There's more. I was like, this is a bop. This is a bop, yeah? And I was in my car and it came on and I was like, oh, this. I'm excited to listen to it properly so I can actually hear the lyrics of where it is. Then I listened to the lyrics and I was like, This ain't saying nothing.
Wow, the power of music production.
This ain't saying nothing.
Like, it's literally the beat that swayed me.
That's it. The beat and the whole visuals.
Wow.
The visuals sway you. That's
what
I'm saying.
That's mad.
Look what I'm whipping,
well
though.
Done for that one.
Look what I'm whipping, though.
Yeah.
This is America.
You're actually
that about
endorsing,
10 times.
Like, the worst kind of black man as well.
100%. Look what I'm whipping, though. Country band, country band, country band. No. He's saying a few words. He's repeating it. There's content out there. Even Drake has content.
I agree.
Biggie Smalls was around when this award was around.
Tupac
was around.
Yeah.
And this is the first rap people are putting that song.
I just clocked. It's kind of a
muggery. Please, when you actually take away the visual artistry and everything, you listen to the song and like, there's no lyrics here.
Yeah.
We
get it, Shiv.
That's my last rant of things.
Wow. No, I actually felt that.
You actually
I've
did
never
it.
Felt so dumb.
Yeah.
Because I was about to argue with you.
Look at the lyrics.
I was literally about to argue with you. I literally Googled the lyrics just now. I said,
what did it say? What did it say?
It is literally what you're saying. Like, contraband, get black man, get your money. And I'm like, whoa. I don't remember this word. I thought I remember seeing Black Lives Matter and look at all the political system and Republicans and Democrats and Donald Trump. And I thought I remember all this other stuff. But there's nothing in there.
I'll
like, I literally just skim read. There's even skirt, skirt, woo. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
That, like, you know, you go tell your grandma told me. Like, I don't know.
See?
Like, it literally does not make any sense. 100 bands. 100 bands. 100 bands. Contraband. Play the Oxa Axa. Whoa. They're going to find you, like, blocker, blow. Oh, my God.
Wow.
This is really
I think it was worse than what I thought it was.
It's bad. I did not realise that I've been duped. Me, of all people that's socially conscious.
Bruh,
I've been duped.
I
thought I'm boozled. Like, nah. I actually going to have to think about life. Like,
it's serious.
This is quite serious.
It's actually dumb.
I don't know if you've seen that meme of the cat staring out the window. That's how I feel right now.
Babe.
Well, guys, we're going to have to wrap it up.
Yeah,
that
was
lovely,
juicy.
Lovely
episode,
yeah,
thank
man.
You, man.
Thank you.
So
thank
you.
You know what, Sha? I'm praying for big things this year.
Amen.
We start videoing and stuff.
We're coming. We're coming, guys.
Look out for it, man.
Yeah,
definitely.
All right.
So
thank
we're
you
have
so much.
Leave ya.
Okay, then. Bye.
Bye.